we say everything is alive, including all of the guiding systems of antiquity. So part of what we're going to be up to now and then in our wonderful council course is retrieving everything that anybody has ever found valuable. And also, I love Matthew Arnold's quote. He says, to be cultured is to be acquainted with the highest possibilities of the human spirit throughout time. And I like expanding that, going, okay, not just humans, the highest possibility of wolves and, you know, entheogenic plants and, you know, everything going, everything. It's a full-on rising trickster renaissance of humans, plants, animals, Gaia herself. You know, we're part of this great rising. Because out of the turbulence and grimness and vulgar cartoon of tyranny, you know, is rising great beauty in humans, the embrace of oneness. I love a friend of mine just recently returned from Syria. She says, Salam, peace in Arabic, and Shalom, peace in Hebrew. She said, it's not the absence of war, it's the presence of oneness. Whoa. And we go, all of the guiding wisdoms and myths are hopping up and down. Cooperators are standing by on lots of levels, awaiting our invitation and our gathering. And so we love that. You know, and something I always use, but let me bring it alive again. In the Mabinogion, the Welsh Arthurian legends, there is this great moment pitching right to us. These were stories gathered pre-10th century in which the elders get together and go, uh-oh, the men just found out they have something to do with children and things were going pretty well before that. But we can see a difficult path for humans. You know, women and children will become property and humans will set forth on their individual path, losing kinship not only with each other, but also with nature until the earth might die. And then at that point, they wrote pre-10th century, some humans will keep all the value of their individual journey, but join back into oneness. And we go, oh, well, right now, team, let's just have a toast, you know, a metaphoric telepathic toast that we be those people, meaning keep all the value of our individual journey. And Jupiter would like all of us to retrieve everything that's ever been of value. And because Jupiter is a 12-year cycle, everything else is unprecedented, but a 12-year cycle, it just says, well, everybody, you know, wonder, rummage in the past, research, clean out the backs of closets and dust off the bookshelves and wonder, how did we get here to 2017 from 2005? Just whatever comes up in reverie and dreams, what we find, old journals, all of that, because it's going to be revealed retroactively to be a perfect training. We say internal dedication magnetizes outward opportunity, whereby each of us can fulfill, can dree our weird, I love that Celtic phrase, can play our role in destiny by just wondering, you know, what have we been doing? What have we been studying? And how are we perfectly prepared for now in some intriguing, positive, intriguing mystery way? You know, so we say all of creation is eager for the humans to rejoin the choreography of creation. I love Neptune dreams and vision in Pisces as though the backstage gods have convened and said, ah, God, we're going to have to either kill the humans or heal them. Let's try healing them first. Let's make everything that has ever made, you know, humans, everything that has ever guided humans to conscious kinship, to uniqueness and oneness, both. Let's make it all available for each human to bring it alive in a completely unique, you know, and vernacular way now. So it says everybody's got a mission. Everybody's got something necessary. You know, we are convening, you know, to cultivate that, to contribute our gifts. And we say redemption lies in brewing medicine for others, right? So, you know, as we contribute our gifts, it contributes to our well-being. And this is really backed up by, you know, modern science, bless its heart, which tells us that when we do something altruistic, a cascade of endorphins and positive, you know, kind of hormones are released, flooded into our body. So altruism is self-interest, you know, and we're all in this dream together. And again, to keep the unique self, cultivate our uniqueness.